The Omicron surge is past its peak in much of the United States, but even after it recedes, COVID will still be with us, and learning to live with an endemic virus will be a challenge for everyone. It'll be especially tough for people who are medically vulnerable. Leslie McClurg from member station KQED met up with two Bay Area families who are wrestling with what their future will look like.
Danny Miller is the father of two adorable boys with blonde hair and blue eyes. Chase is 11 years old, and his brother Carson is 10. They both have alert minds and the sweetest smiles, and a rare genetic disorder called Meepan syndrome.
Sort of cerebral palsy-like symptoms. Can't move their bodies. They're unable to walk or produce speech.
I met them early one morning, 4 years ago, for a story about the disease.
Chase, you okay? Chase, you want to say hi? This is Leslie.
Nikki, the boy's mom, heaves Chase's limp body out of his bed in Marin County.
Ready, Freddy?
Oh, God! I'm sweating right now.
She straps him into his wheelchair while his legs spasm. And then Nikki turns to her older son for the same routine.
Carson. There we go. All right.
At the time, they were 5 and 7 years old. They were still in diapers and required spoon feeding. Today, most of the time, they still do.
This is a workout. This life is a workout for sure.
Before the pandemic, the family relied heavily on physical therapists and individual aides at their elementary school. But when COVID hit, all that support went online or stopped. Talk about a challenging homeschool situation.
You know, just trying to do a PT session over Zoom, there's only so much you can do. And so we had a lot more responsibility, a lot more on our shoulders, you know, as if we didn't have enough already.
Every surge sends the family into chaos. They dread a future riddled with super variants. Each time, they're terrified the boys might catch COVID.
You know, we don't want anything else to potentially compromise their already fragile situation.
That's something Sassy Outwater Wright can also relate to. Her body is also very fragile.
So right when COVID hit in spring of 2020, I started having extreme pain in my head and my face.
Doctors discovered a very aggressive soft tissue cancer creeping towards the then 37-year-old's brain.
It was really hard.
Leaving her house in Berkeley, let alone going to a hospital in an Uber, was terrifying. Public transportation was, and still is, out of the question.
I had no white blood cells when I was going through chemo, and so I'm pretty immunocompromised. And though I probably have recovered, we don't know that for sure.
This was not Sassy's first battle against cancer. In fact, a rare cancer attacked her eyes when she was a baby, leaving her blind.
My superhero name is Tumor Killer Girl, and I just went through my 100th surgery in November.
If she gets a sniffle, she can't take a rapid COVID test because she can't see the results. As a disability advocate, she's trying to fight for better access for people like her, but that's hard to do over Zoom.
That face-to-face gravitas of me walking into a room, I don't have that available to me anymore.
She'd also like to sit in a cafe, take a vacation, ditch the mask that's actually painful over the sensitive area where she had cancer, but she can't. The risks the rest of us are willing to take are much different than hers. She's always weighing life or death. There are 7 million Americans who are immunocompromised like Sassy.
There's an element of risk no matter where I go. I can't step out into public and not assume that there's somebody unvaccinated nearby.
You know, you have parts of the country where 2/3 of the people are not vaccinated or boosted.
That's Danny Miller again, the father of the two boys with Meepan syndrome. The safety of his sons depends on the case count and the vaccine rates around them. Going forward, people who are medically vulnerable will have to keep their guard up much higher than the rest of us.
Things are going to drag on much longer than they should because we're not all in this together.
Miller is frustrated with those people who are not getting vaccinated and politicians and judges not making vaccination the norm. He says those decisions are threatening Chase and Carson's lives. For NPR News, I'm Leslie McClurg in San Francisco.